Hello again there, folks. So I've been looking at these images coming in of the Antifa Proud Boys riot thing, protest, whatever you want to call it, in America yesterday. And I can't help but like say it, that whenever these things happen in America, they just look crap. Like they look sort of surreal, and you've got all these morons running around in like Roman helmets and dressed up as gladiators, and they're all, even the Antifa there, and they want to be this sort of this hardcore militant group, and they're wearing bicycle helmets, and they've got like little, and people are walking around with plastic shields, and it just looks ridiculous. And I just think, what's going on here? And I remember when I was growing up as a small boy in the 80s, we had the miners' strikes up here in the northeast. We're across the north of England, but I'm from the northeast, and they were like, there was something really raw about it. There wasn't nobody went to the supermarket and bought like a plastic Roman suit of armor and ran around. They were like, there was something very sort of raw and earthy and tough about it, which is like completely gone now. And from this American scene. And the thing about it is, when you look back at what the miners were actually sort of fighting for, it was something real and tangible. They didn't want because they knew that the mines would go, and then that would mean their jobs would go, their identity would go, the culture would go. And that, it turns out, that's actually what happened. The Northeast sank into the abyss. We're still there. That's a different story. But you could at least see that they were fighting for something. And when I look at the Antifa and the alt-right battling it out on the streets of Portland, I'm not even sure what's going on. What are they supposed to be fighting for? And it's like this Baudrillard thing, where if you imagine a map, and then somebody puts some tracing paper on top of the map, and then they copy the map, but the original map itself disintegrates. What you're left with is this kind of simulacrum, this sort of facsimile of the real thing. And this is what comes across in these American protests. It's sort of like an unreal version of a political protest, even though like people do get battered, and people do, you know, somebody died, that was a really controversial thing. So yeah, people are getting arrested and people are getting battered and bruised. It does seem to be quite violent, but nevertheless, it does also seem like totally ridiculous to look at. It's as if they are like just like LARPing and pissing around. And what I was thinking about this, and it's that you'll notice that they wear this armor that they've just bought from Walmart, but then on top of that, like all of these different sides have, they're all like, they've all got the same iPhones, and then they're all gonna like run back and post their images and their videos on Twitter. They probably drove there in the same car. They probably watched the same television programs. And the funny thing is, the neoliberalism that the miners were fighting against and lost has come in a way made slaves of us all. So it doesn't really matter anymore, because they're all within this neoliberal paradigm, and it becomes a sort of fake, something unreal. And then, of course, when you see the American policemen on these photos, they're not pissing around. They've got really serious weaponry. They've got the actual military grade body armor. They've got these helmets on. They can kill you. And in the end, they're there to oversee these sort of these scuffles, these pointless scuffles which are happening within the capitalist globalist paradigm. And the police are like babysitters watching these infants sort of spit their dummies out and brawl in the streets for no reason. Because whichever side wins in the end of that scuffle, it isn't going to affect the true power, and the true power is the police. The police is representing neoliberalism, and what he's doing there, the policeman's looking through his military-grade helmet at some arsehole in like a plastic Roman helmet. And he knows it's all totally futile. The real power isn't Antifa or the police, or the Proud Boys or whatever they're called. It's the police, and the police represent the system. And what you've got instead is these LARPing groups of morons taking photos of each other with the technology and the equipment of the system. It's quite ridiculous, really. Whereas if you go back to something real and tangible, and there's a lot, I mean, it went on in America as well, but just one I'm familiar with is the miner strike. Then that's when you've actually got something to fight for. But what neoliberalism's done is soften everybody and turn everybody into nothing but consumers, which is something I get into a lot. And then the police, the system then looks down on two different groups of consumers fighting over nothing much. And I think people on the dissident right understand that, which is why I certainly see all of this as being completely pointless. I'm interested in the power itself, what's behind the police, and that in the end is what needs to be taken on. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I'll see you later.